Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Grace Jones, slave to the rhythm.
The river, love to the river.
Thank you so much, girl. You brought this thing home. DJ, thank you so much for queuing her up. I am Tanya Bowie. T-Bowie is in the house, and you are now, you are now within the doors of the T-Bowie Lounge. Yes, honey, the world's only juke joint open for highly intellectual conversation to talk about the current events of the day from an African-American perspective. All are welcome. All are welcome. Come on in. Come on in. We want to hear what you have to say tonight in the T-Bowie Lounge. Yes, we do. Yeah, come on in. Come on in. Please know that when you come in here, this is not a show. This is not a show. It's not a show. It's just a place to come and hang out with us. Each and every night, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. until 12 midnight. That's how we do it here in the T-Bowie Lounge. Yeah, we've had some special summertime hours. And I'll share that with you a little bit. But we're on and popping tonight. Lots going on in this world. Some funny, some not so funny. But we're here to talk about it here in the T-Bowie Lounge. So come on in, come on in, come on in. You never, ever, ever know who's going to join us here in the T-Bowie Lounge. But one thing is going to be certain. It's going to be good. It's going to be intellectual. And it's going to be real. That's how we do it here in the T-Bowie Lounge. All right? So welcome. Come on in. Here's what I want you to do right now, if you haven't done so, when you come into the lounge. We have free setups, so you just come on and bring in what you want to bring in to drink. And listen, when I say drink, I'm hoping that you're drinking a soft drink. I'm hoping that you are, or a glass of wine, that you're not really getting totally just bombed and out of your mind. But that's okay if you're home. If you're home and not driving, that is a good thing, okay? And you're going to be home, and all you're going to do is fall asleep and get sick the next morning. I'm all right with that, okay? Just as long as you're not acting crazy and trying to set stuff on fire and beat people up, okay? All right. Have a good time. But the main thing is we have opened up the T-Bowie Lounge to teenagers now, so we want to keep it decent, all right? There's no profanity. We are speaking. See, when you do use a whole lot of profanity, that means that your understanding and command over the English language is limited, all right? And we don't have that kind of talk here. So when you come up in here, there's no profanity. Yes, we do get excited. I get excited. But come on up in here. We're going to be respectful. Find yourself and put yourself in the most comfortable room of your house, in the most comfortable chair, with your absolute favorite drink before you, okay? And I am about to refill on my favorite drink, which is ice cold alkaline water, all right? Ice cold alkaline water. Yes, there's some craziness going on in this world. I got the TV on looking at this. We're going to talk about it here shortly. But we have a lot of other business to carry on with, you know? But we're going to talk about it here. We're going to talk about it all here in the T-Bowie Lounge. So make yourself comfortable. Have your favorite drink. And call this number, 516-666-8285. 516-666-8285. Start off by telling me what you're drinking and then give me your perspective on today's events. Of course, you can join us by listening also. Listen, you can listen on that number also. You don't have to call the number to make a comment. You can just call the number to listen also, okay? And that's 516-666-8285. You can also listen by going out to tbowielounge.com and follow the link there. It'll take you to the live link, and you can listen right online there, okay? You can go out to T-Bowie Lounge. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You can go out to blogtalkradio.com. There we go. /TBOWLEY. And you can hear it live there. But it's just easier to go out to my news blog, tbowielounge.com, right? All right, y'all. Listen, I want you all to come see me on Facebook also. Come see me on Facebook, T-Bowie Lounge, all right? You can also come to my personal Facebook page. No shame in my game, honey. Come on out to my personal Facebook page, Tanya T-Bowie. Tanya T-B-O-W-L-E-Y. And come out to the T-Bowie Lounge. There's a Facebook page for us out there. Also, go out To my news blog, of course, tbowleylounge.com. Oh, as well as Twitter, tbowleylounge, at the tbowleylounge, all right? Come see me out there also, all right? All right, very, very, very good. All right, y'all. Listen, we're about to get into this thing right here. Yes, we are. But before we get into this thing, you know what? I want to make sure to talk about my wonderful sponsors that have been rolling with your girl. That's right, rolling with your girl, T. Bowley in the house, since May of 2009. May of 2009, my sponsors have been here in my corner. Let me choose something here. All right, they've been here in my corner, holding it down for me. I just want to make sure that I tell you all about them, all right? Let me stick something in here that I want us to listen to together. All right, hold on a second. Let me fix this. All right, there we go. Listen, our wonderful sponsors, I couldn't do it. I couldn't make it without them and their support. And all of them I just love very much. And let's start off by my dear sisters that own the Gathering Place Pavilion in Metter, Georgia. Metter, that's M-E-T-T-E-R, Georgia. About 45 minutes outside of Savannah, 3.5 miles southeast of ATL. Listen, if you and your family, your church, your place of work, your family reunion, listen, if you want to have an event at a fabulous location on a country farm with two well-stocked ponds to fish in, all kinds of farm animals, a wonderful pavilion for your meetings as well as your meals, a prayer and meditation porch, a wonderful garden. Let me tell you something. I'm just naming a few of the amenities that are there. You've got to go to the Gathering Place Pavilion in Metter, Georgia. There was some of the best cooking you'll ever eat, in addition to having the farm experience. And, honey, listen, right now also, I forgot to tell y'all last night, they also now have a bread and breakfast right on the property. That's my girl, Maddie and Lucy, man. Whew. I got to talk to them this weekend. I love them dearly. You can talk to them tomorrow by calling 912-685-2385, 912-685-2385. Be sure to call there and make reservations for you and your special loved ones or your coworkers, your business associates at the Gathering Place Pavilion. I told y'all about the favorite things that I love to do there. After being there all day and fishing and then having the fish cleaned and all my plate cooked within 90 minutes, eating some fresh fish like that. Listen, eating those steamed oysters off of the wood, off of a wood-burning fire outside. Lord have mercy. That is living, okay? And you can do that by calling the Gathering Place to be at 912-685-2385, all right? Listen, my other sponsor, who I just love absolutely with all my heart, I grew up with her, my girl Felicia. Yeah, Felicia of Jaffe Jewelry, J-A-F-F-Y Jewelry. Let me tell you something. My girl has devised and developed a whole new category of jewelry called custom inspirational jewelry. She will custom make something according to you and your life and your blessings in your life that you want to be reminded of. And she'll make something specifically for you or your loved one at a very reasonable cost. That's jaffyjewelry.com. Listen, I have her stuff, and it is absolutely wonderful. I get compliments on it all day long, and I need some more because you know what I do. Her things are so wonderful and inexpensive, and but yet custom made. I purposely wear a bunch of her things out, tons of her bracelets all at once, and get so many compliments. I just hand them all to people and bless people with them. And now I need some more myself because I've given them all away. Call her at 443-538-4447, 443-538-4447, all right? Now we're about to fire up this URL that we had fired up initially for our Donald Trump. Boycottdonaldtrump.org, okay? Just look out for it. I'll let you know when it's back up and running because I own that URL. We're about to put it back out there, right? And, of course, I want you to always continually go out to the Tivoli Lounge, tivolilounge.com, tivolilounge.com. All right, now, we have a lot of important things to discuss. Listen, all this stuff is on the news right now about what's happening in France. Very sad and unfortunate. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it. We are going to briefly discuss it when we get back. And then we've got some levity for a little bit. But I want to spend time after that. We spend those few minutes together. I want to spend a lot of time talking about Cameron Sterling, 15-year-old Cameron Sterling. I wanted to talk about him last night. He is the son of Alton Sterling, who was murdered last week, the day after 4th of July, by the Baton Rouge, Louisiana Police Department. He is the 15-year-old son of Alton Sterling, and he is an amazing young man. And we're going to spend the remainder of time after talking about the France attack very briefly, as well as some levity with our dear friend Donald Trump and his vice presidential pick, and what's going on with that. And then we're going to spend the remainder of time talking about Cameron Sterling and talking about how God has taken something horrific. He can take something horrific, and he can allow something really terrible to happen to us. But see, there's a reason for it that we may not always understand, but I want to tell you that the Lord spoke to me about this young man yesterday when he spoke to the public, and I'll be sharing that with you in detail. You just keep it right here. DJ, the DJ is sleeping, and I don't want the DJ to sleep. DJ, will you please wake up? We're going to take a brief break here. There you go.
All you got to do is walk away and pass me by. Don't acknowledge my smile when I try to say hello.
Yes, you are. Let me get my regular voice in. You are in the T-Bone Lounge, honey, and we're here to talk about the events of the day and a little extra something. Yes, we are. And listen, you know, we come up in here in the T-Bone Lounge to talk about the events of the day. It is a heavy political season. Yes, it is. But guess what else it is? It's a heavy season of terrorism going on in this world. And I hate to say it. I'm sorry to have to say it. I'm not going to spend my time, a lot of time on it. I just want to acknowledge it. I want to acknowledge that it appears as though to me that the timing of the attacks coming one after another, of course, currently, I'm certain that you know by now that Nice, France, has been attacked, and it is a horrific attack during a major holiday there, all right? And it is a really sad situation. You have seen it on the television. That's all we've been talking about all evening, okay? Nice, France has been attacked, and it is a beautiful city on the southern coast of France. It is a holiday, and someone there right now saying that it is indeed terrorism. Someone took a 18-wheeler truck, an 18-wheeler, y'all. Now, I just want you to get a hold of this. Now, if you haven't seen video, now the video that they've been showing on MSNBC, they haven't really been graphic. On, if you go to YouTube, they're a little bit more graphic. The aftermath is more graphic on YouTube, okay? But they haven't been showing the truck actually doing this. But if you could imagine an 18-wheeler going down Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras and going all the way down the street and running over everybody in their sight, that is basically what happened in Nice, France, okay? And it is a horrific event. Right now they're saying it looks like over 80 people killed. Not only did the driver do that, not only did the driver run over as many people as he could in the place that was very crowded and jovial with thousands of people, but then he got out and shot several people after that. The police did shoot and kill him. This is just 14 seconds of some of the chaos that was going on in Nice, France during this attack. Here you go. Those 2 seconds are chilling, and I just can't imagine going through something as horrific as that. That's going on. Now, there have been back-to-back attacks. Now, they make a big deal about this, but listen to me, and as they should to a degree, okay? But just about 10 days ago, I want to say, there was an absolutely horrific attack in Iraq. Of course, Iraq, or the United States, totally went over there and messed up not only Iraq, but then caused the entire Middle East to destabilize and has really led to this situation, thanks to Vice President Dick Cheney. I can't even blame it on George Bush because he doesn't, you know, he just didn't have the intellect to follow Dick Cheney and understand what was going on. And Dick Cheney and his father, yeah, George Bush Sr., so they got together and decided to put the plan of action together. And George, he played president, and he went to the gym, and he rode his bike while Dick Cheney went over here and permanently destabilized the Middle East. So we're paying the price for it right now. Huh. All right? Yeah, right now. We continue to pay the price. of the Bush administration, primarily Dick Cheney and George Bush Sr., at their doing. And so Iraq was already messed up, and they get car bombs, it seems like, every week. They have a, they had a horrific one about 10 days ago. I just want to play a few. I mean, if you look online and see the, what happened over there, this killed over 250 people. You didn't hardly hear any mention of it in the United States, in American media, just a little tiny bit. Unfortunately, there's some people. This video is out on YouTube. It's a horrific thing to see. It just looks like hell itself. Everything is on fire, and people are running about. And this was in a commercial, high-end commercial shopping district, once again during a holiday. So these things continue to happen. Of course, we had the bombing of the airports in Belgium and then the one in Turkey. We had the shooting here in Orlando. It just goes on and on. And then, of course, on top of that, here in this country, not only do we have to deal with terrorism from quote-unquote ISIS, we'll have a discussion on that. I use air quotes when I say ISIS. Yes, I do. We're going to have a deep discussion about that soon. But not only do we have the attacks from quote-unquote ISIS, but we also have the attacks from our very own police officers against the citizens of the United States. We have that going on, all right, on top of it. And that is really sits within a cocoon of violence that goes on in our inner cities each and every night. African-American men are killing other African-American men. White police officers are killing African-American men. And then we have, quote-unquote, ISIS coming in and killing anybody that they can kill. Not only here, of course, in this country, but around the world. And I'm here to tell you, we're in a situation now. Listen, I am affiliated with a gospel radio station here where I live. And I love gospel radio. And my show, the T-Bowley Lounge, see, but not only just my show, let me just say this. I'm always going to represent Jesus as much as I can. Sometimes I might get overly excited, and maybe Jesus would have me to pull back, and he does pull me back. But I'm going to say I'm always going to represent Jesus. It's my intention to do so in everything that I do. And right now, with everything going on in this world, we are in the middle of what seems to be approaching World War III. We may be entering into the rapture also. And I'm here to tell you right now, before we go any further, the Holy Spirit is asking me to make sure that if anyone doesn't know Jesus right now, that you get to know him tonight, today. You get to know Jesus. You ask him into your heart. You hang on to him. You ask him to come into your heart. You ask him to forgive you of your sins and tell him that you love him and you want him to be in your life. You want to wrap your arms around him. Because, see, he's already in your life. He's there sitting right there with you right now, wanting you to receive him, to acknowledge him, and to allow him to run and be the head of your life. All you have to do is receive him and let him be the head of your life, because you have to have something in this world, because we are going into a very dangerous time. We're in it. We are in it, ladies and gentlemen, and whether people want to acknowledge it or not, we are in it. And so when you leave the house in the morning, you never know if you're going to return, okay? So I just wanted to make sure that I represent my Lord and Savior and reach out to anyone that doesn't know him, that you take time and tell him that, hey, you're scared and you're frightened and you need him, and that you are willing right now to receive him in your heart and receive him as your Lord and Savior. He'll be there. He's right there with you now, just waiting for you to invite him in. He said he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. So I just want to make sure that everyone in the T-Bowley Lounge knows that right now before we go on any further. We do have some other worldly news to talk about. We do. Listen, Well, you know what? I'll bring this up tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow because we'll be all up in the house tomorrow. Yeah, from 10 p.m. until midnight. So chaos going on in France. And each and every week now, we're covering attacks from quote-unquote ISIS. We're covering mass shootings. See, one thing I will say is that ISIS, quote-unquote ISIS, these attacks are not coming out of anywhere. We talked about history yesterday. We talked about American history and why Black Lives Matter is called Black Lives Matter and how people should not be offended that it's called Black Lives Matter, because historically in this country and still legally to this day, Black people in many ways are we started off in this country, Black people are property. I couldn't have the T-Bowley Lounge as a slave because I would be considered property. I wasn't allowed to learn how to read and write. By law, it was illegal for me to learn how to read and write. I wouldn't be allowed to raise my daughter because she would have been sold away from me. My husband, I couldn't have been married for 30 years. My husband would have been sold away from me. Do you understand that? And yes, the 14th Amendment ended slavery. It did. But there's an exception in the 14th Amendment. Y'all read it for yourselves. I'll have it pulled up for you tomorrow, and I'll read it for you if you don't have a chance to look it up. There's an exception to that. So what does that mean? That means that African Americans, in terms of law, are still referred to and treated as though we're property. We're in the Constitution as three-fifths of a human being. Did you know that? We're Black people are listed in the Constitution as three-fifths of a human being, because we refer to as property, and legally, that's still the case to this day. Legally, that's still the case to this day. All you have to do is read the 14th Amendment. That is why. See, our lives have not mattered. Black lives have not mattered. We've been viewed as property. Hence the hashtag Black Lives Matter. We're human beings. We have families. We want to live and we want to prosper just like anybody else. When we have things happen and we see killings going on, it's just not out of nothing, out of nowhere. There's a history that goes behind that. And let me say this to you. I'm leading up to this point. This thing with ISIS, and I'm going to bring in some jovial things here shortly. I'm going to make it lighter, I promise. I'm going to tie this back into what's going on tonight in France. Quote-unquote ISIS. What this ideal of ISIS is, because I don't believe that ISIS is real. And I'm gonna say in terms of an organization, okay? And we'll have a frank and open conversation. But there is an ideal that ISIS has garnered and used social media get to 2-3 generations of Middle Easterners, young Middle Easterners that have seen their country bombed, carpet bombed, and bombed some more, murdered, drones over their head, people and their families getting killed, people can't even get married, a whole wedding party gets killed. This has been going on in the Middle East for the past 30 years. The past 30 years, Ronald Reagan started all this bombing. For the past 30 years in the Middle East. Now, the United States has been doing these things around the world for the past 100 years. But we've been concentrating on making money off of bombs with the Reagan administration just going in and indiscriminately bombing the Middle East so that a small group of people can make a lot of money. And you've had generations of people get raised up under those circumstances, where they're consistently bombed over and over and over and over again. The United States has been sending troops over there doing God knows what else to make a dollar. To make a dollar, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear people talking about wars and wars, particularly over the past 50 years, it's nothing but about making money. So you have two, three generations of Middle Easterners that have experienced this in their society. The United States carpet bombing them at will. The United States going in with drones and killing their entire family to get to one person. The United States coming over and blowing up their neighborhoods. And now, this ideal called, quote unquote, ISIS has been able to utilize social media to gather them together to fight back. And the first major hit of the fighting back was 9/11. 9/11 served as a model. But I'm going to tell you something. Yes, I don't believe that it was all their idea on their own. Again, we have an evil man by the name of Dick Cheney that was vice president at the time. That's a whole nother series of shows here. Shows! This is not a show. This is not a show. Series of events here at the T-Bowley Lounge that we have to discuss. But I'm here to tell you, when you have these events, they don't come out of nowhere. There's a history behind it. And when people are telling you, when people are telling you that these bombings are occurring because they hate our freedom, those people are lying to you. They're lying to you. They're hoping that you're not spending too much time in a T-Bowley Lounge where we're students of history. And we encourage one another to use the internet and go in and read about what has been happening in the Middle East in the past 30 years that the United States has done. All right? And the same thing, there are people in leadership positions that say Black Lives Matter, oh, they're going to hurt white people. Black Lives Matter, they're going to shoot white people. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. They're hoping that you won't crack open a history book and learn about the history of slavery that still exists in this country to this very day, legally. Black lives have not mattered. Black people have been treated as property because we are property. We are a money source here in the United States of America, and it's still the case to this very day because of the exception to Amendment, the 14th Amendment. Read it for yourself. It's very short. You can pull it up on the internet. Well, I'm going to read it to you tomorrow, but you can read it for yourself. All right, where the enslavement of black people is still legal to this day. You can read the Constitution that lists black people as three-fifths of a human being. So when you hear Black Lives Matter, it's nothing against anyone else. It's trying to get American society to recognize us as being 100% human beings, not to be used for your economic gain. All right. Oh, France got me into that. I have to explain that. I feel compelled and I feel the Holy Spirit moving me to educate people, to educate America, because I truly, with all the history that we have here, I truly believe America is the greatest country in the world. But we've allowed this 1% to trick and fool the majority of people. So that is my angle on France. Yes, I did tie it back in to Black Lives Matter because it's all about knowing what has happened, what happened beforehand, decades and centuries before that led up to this time of all this violence. It just doesn't come out in anywhere. It's not just made up. Don't believe the lies that the 1% are telling you. All right? All right, y'all. Listen, we got into some heavy stuff. Yes, we did. And it wasn't 100% my intention, but I allowed the Holy Spirit to use me. And so he has used me to get that and spend some time on that more than what I had intended. So I tell you what, I do want to shift gears here, and I do want to talk about something that is so much more lighthearted. So much more fun to talk about, so much more. And so in doing so, I just want to take a very, very brief music break so we can kind of shift gears. Can we do that a little bit? Can we do that a little bit? All right. I'm not even going to play this full song. This just about 3 minutes of it. We're going to shake ourselves up, and we're going to loosen up, and we're going to have a bit of levity before I get into the main person I want to talk about toward the end here, 15-year-old Cameron Sterling. But before then, we're going to have a brief moment of levity right after just a really small little music break. DJ, can you wake up, DJ, and play me some music? Come on now. About 3 minutes, okay? All right, we'll be right back. You stay put right here in the community lounge. Phasing the song out, DJ. You know, I don't like abruptness like that in terms of the song. All right, you're back. We're back up in here. We're off the dance floor. You are in the T-Bowler Lounge. I am Tanya Bowler. You're welcome to join in on the conversation anytime you want to by dialing 516-666-8285. We are moving on with our topic. Listen, just one last quick thing. A technology tip of the day. I have noticed, okay, going on with YouTube. Now, of course, we know we have the live streaming with Facebook, and I have utilized it, but I haven't viewed it per se, not as of yet, not actively, and I'm going to spend some time with that probably over the weekend, but I have actively seen it, the live streaming on YouTube, okay? Live streaming on YouTube, and I have actually streamed both on Facebook and YouTube with my Android phone. And so it is an awesome, awesome thing to have, an awesome feature to have on the phones now. And so the thing that I found out in researching what was going on in France this evening is that when you're out there in YouTube now, somehow or another, everyone is live streaming live TV, especially the news, okay? Now, I would imagine that at some point, people are going to begin live streaming every channel, every popular channel out there. And I'm excited about that possibility because, again, another free way to watch TV. I think paying for cable is ridiculous. And there are lots of things out there, streaming devices that you can put on your television that you can go to now. And now that it seems to be more live television now being streamed on YouTube, okay? So I'm going to do some more research about that, find out exactly how people are doing that, and take advantage of that. I'm always encouraging my husband, let's get off of the cable, golly. Yes, we need Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is here to stay, honey. We cannot do without it until they come up with another way for us to exchange information electronically and wirelessly. Mm-hmm. Wi-Fi is on and popping, and because of that, really, you don't need cable anymore. You do not need cable anymore. And this is another tool, another resource for us to watch live TV is live stream on YouTube. Okay? So let's just continue to, go check it out and type in CNN, MSNBC. That's what I've seen live stream on YouTube. I'm quite sure there are other cable channels available for free live streaming on YouTube. It is very, very awesome, and I'm very, very thankful about that, all right? All right, T. Bowley Technology Tip of the Day. All right, I am Tanya Bowley. We're going to continue moving on today. Listen, this thing happened over in France, right? As it was happening, see, Donald Trump, oh my goodness, he was supposed to announce his vice presidential pick tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Central Time, all right? So they floated out there that they're going to pick this guy, his governor of Indiana, Mike Pence, okay, who appears to me to be a, kind of just a milly man, a little, you're just not too much to him, okay? He's about an inch deep, this Mike Pence guy. He is in the running, according to the media, along with Chris Christie, who is just a really big mouth, who's not doing his job as governor of New Jersey. You can ask anybody that lives in New Jersey when's the last time he's worked there. The other person that they say that he was looking at selecting is Newt Gingrich, who all he wants to do is sell books, okay? All right, these are the three choices. And that's Mike Pence guy. See, one thing about Newt Gingrich, and I'll give them this, and Chris Christie, they are huge personalities. Their personalities are just as big as Donald Trump's. And I just could never see Donald Trump selecting them because they're going to butt heads. They're two, all three of them. They're not going to take advice from anybody. They're not going to come down off of their position. They don't know anything about compromise and getting along. So I just couldn't see the three of them. I just couldn't see either one of them being his vice presidential running mate. Donald Trump has surrounded himself with nothing but yes people. That is all. And so he relies upon his family. His family, they're yes people too. But I think what they do is they get together and say, listen, daddy's about to hang himself on this, and we really all need to stick together and get this. And you know what? this thing about him running all the vice presidential candidates past his kids, I'm going to say something that you probably don't think I would say. And there's a little small piece of me inside that says, man, that's kind of cool. And he respects his kids that much, and he respects their intellect that much, and he doesn't trust himself that much where he knows he needs to go to his kids. His daughter, Ivanka, seems to have a good head on her shoulders. I got to give it to the girl. She seems like she's got it together. And I want to say that her father is probably embarrassing her, very much so. And then they had this other little thing that's happened that Ivanka's husband, his dad got in some trouble in New Jersey, and Chris Christie put him in prison. So they couldn't choose him to be vice president. Ivanka Trump's father-in-law was put in prison for a long time, from what I understand, by Chris Christie, all right, when he was the attorney general for the state, right? Man, I tell you, reality is stranger than fiction, okay? But nobody can make this stuff up, but it's true. Now, in the midst of all this, they've been saying all week, and they have been spending time in all the major news media, that Donald Trump, he's going to pick his vice president. It's going to be one of these three guys, right? And he's supposed to make the announcement tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time. And then this thing happens in France. And so right when the thing happened in France, they leaked out that he's going to pick Governor Mike Pence, who's a mealy-mouthed little weasel kind of a man. Just weak. And of the three, he's the only one I could see Trump picking because, again, he just wants somebody to be weak under him. But the problem with Mike Pence is he has absolutely nothing to him. So it's not bringing any excitement to the ticket, all right? Now, Donald Trump has to figure out who is going to kiss my butt enough but yet have personality to excite people. And I want to say that everybody's poor reaction to Mike Pence, Donald Trump put out, here's a quote he put out. I don't have my final decision. He put that out shortly after they put that thing out about Mike Pence. I believe Donald Trump's going to change his mind. And here's the thing. He is using what is happening in France this evening and tonight. He's using that to reschedule this announcement of this VP pick. And he's like, phew, I'm off the hook. I'm going to change my mind. I think that even if that didn't happen, he would have changed his mind overnight just based on the poor reaction he got from this Mike Pence selection. The problem with Mike Pence is that he's just a weasel of a man. He brings no excitement. He has no personality, okay? That is the problem with him. So, and everything with Donald Trump is all personality. He needs from the people around, he needs two things from his vice president. He needs one thing from the people around him, and he just needs yes people. People that say yes to everything he says and supports that. And the only exception to that are his children. His wife better not say anything to him or just make any suggestions. She just better just stand over there and model, honey. And she is scheduled to speak at the Republican convention, which starts Monday, and I can't wait. It's going to be like a comedy show every night live. I can't wait. I'm going to watch every minute of the Republican convention. And I'm a registered Democrat. I always watch both conventions anyway. I've done that all my life, really. I watch both conventions always. But I'm particularly going to watch this one because it is going to be a very awesome comedy show, right? So his wife better not say anything, but he does respect his children, and they're the only ones, but they can't go to him individually. I believe that. They have to get together and say, okay, listen, we can't let Dad pick Newt Gingrich. I know he really likes him and everything. He thinks brings a lot, but they're going to fight. We know it's going to be terrible. They're going to break up before the election. Same thing with Chris. We can't bring on Chris Christie. Put my father-in-law in prison. I can't do that. Plus, they're going to fight. No, that's not going to be good. And then they got together and said, well, Mike Pence, he's safe and all, but he has no personality, no charisma, no nothing. So he doesn't help Dad at all. So here's my prediction. Y'all want to hear it? All right, all this has happened. He got off the hook with this thing with France and said, I'm going to reschedule because of what's happened in France. I'm going to reschedule my vice presidential nomination or my selection because of what happened in France. He's full of it. He's rescheduling it because he's got to go back and really pick the person that he wants to pick. Okay, y'all ready for this? Drum roll, please. I'm going to tell you right now, you heard it first here in the T-Bowley Lounge. You heard it first here in the T-Bowley Lounge who Donald Trump really, truly wants to pick to be his running mate. Y'all want to hear it? Oh, gosh, you can dial 516-666-8285 if you want to react to this major announcement here in the T-Bowley Lounge. Drum roll, please. Oh! Scully in the house wants to announce that Donald Trump really and truly wants to pick a woman. Yes, yes, he wants to pick a woman, and he wants to pick this woman that he has had probably sex with. I don't know for sure, but I'm just guessing they've had sex before, and she's been doing everything possible to get up on it and get in a position of power. He believes this woman would energize this country. He believes this woman could compete against Hillary Clinton, could compete against Elizabeth Warren, who is probably who Hillary Clinton's going to pick as her running mate. He believes this woman could give it hell. And he believes, he knows, he already knows. Let me drink something. He already knows this woman will do anything that he tells her to do. And this woman is, her name is, she wants, was on The Apprentice, one of the first apprentices, as a matter of fact, shows he's ever had. That is, Donald Trump wants to truly bring on Omarosa. Yes, Omarosa, to be his vice presidential running mate. I'm telling you right now, he's trying to figure out how can he justify bringing on Omarosa. Nothing would give me more joy therefore, Donald Trump to select Omarosa to be his vice presidential running mate. Nothing would give me more joy. I would laugh so hard that my husband would probably have to run me to the emergency room. I would hurt myself laughing hard. He wants to do it. He wants to do it. He doesn't want to pick this like this guy. He doesn't want to do it. But his kids are saying, Dad, that's not a good idea. Dad, don't do it. And I'm going to tell you who else he would really like to pick is his daughter, Ivanka. But he knows that wouldn't look good. He does have enough sense to know that wouldn't be a good look. Picking your daughter as your running mate, that would be super crazy. But he might be able to justify Omarosa to the public, to the people that support him at least, because obviously the people that support him really don't care what he says, what he does, and who he picks. But he needs the energy of a person that will be so off the wall that it would energize a segment of the white population to say, hey, that's a great idea, and he can take some votes from Hillary. I'm telling you right now, this man is trying to figure out how to bring in Omarosa to be his vice presidential running mate. You watch it. You watch it. Let's go and let's see what happens. I'm telling you right now, even if he doesn't pick Omarosa, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put it right now, out here right now. He's not going to pick Mike Pence. He's not going to pick Chris Christie. He's not going to pick Newt Gingrich. He's not. It's going to be somebody else. Y'all are going to be shocked. My prediction is Omarosa. But y'all are going to have to give me credit. Y'all are going to have to give me credit when he picks somebody other than the three they've been putting out. Are y'all going to give me credit? All right. 516-666-8285. Listen, I have a, oh my goodness, let me see. I've got to find out this man. Stop and find out this man's name right now. Okay, what is the actor's name that imitates Donald Trump on Fusion? This guy is brilliant. This actor, and I think he has a difficult name to say. Oh, goodness, what is his name? come on, hold on, hold on, y'all, bear with me here. Oh, gosh, okay, come on, come on, come on. Well, I wish I could get this guy's name. I'm having a hard time trying to get his name. And I know he has like a some sort of Slavic last name. Is a difficult last name to pronounce. I've heard his name, and for that reason, I cannot remember his name. It is a Slavic, his first name is like an English name, and the last name is like some Slavic name. This guy is a brilliant actor, and he does an outstanding job from Fusion imitating Donald Trump. Good Lord, and I can't, it's not coming up easily. So listen, he's not a well-known guy, but let me tell you something. I've got to play this. This is my first time listening to this with you guys, okay? So apparently they put together this little 5-minute piece, 5 minutes. Y'all got to listen to it with me now, okay? 5 minutes, Donald Trump, and I think the premise is Donald Trump having a show to pick his vice president.
I'm Donald Trump, so let's we need to pick my new vice president. The best way to pick a top-tier candidate is to have a reality show. Welcome to The Vice. Why should you be my vice president?
Hi, I'm currently the governor of New Jersey.
Chris, we already talked about this. You're doing errands. Bring me my dry cleaning.
I got it. They did a good job.
What the hell happened to you? You look awful. Why are you growing that beard out?
Oh, go easy on me. I've been running around. Oh,
that's going to come out of your own pocket, Chris. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, come on. That's not fair.
Put it down. Get your WAP hands off of that.
All right.
I'm hungry. And
what
if
do you need?
You want to be my VP? Then you better go to Mickey D's.
All right, I'll go get it for you.
Take the dry cleaning. Hang it up.
I'm Gary R. Busey, private citizen, first class, reporting from Star Command for duty here in this dimension.
My first order of business will be to initiate a nationwide search for the alien known as ALP. The beloved alien, ALF, is not dead, Mr. Trump. ALF is an acronym that stands for ALF Lives Forever. And I will make it my life to track him down and bring him before you as the child of Elohim that you are.
Although I support your search for ALF, as he is an important member of our intergalactic community, a tremendous galaxy.
Woo! Baby, bring it on, sweetheart.
At this time, I'm afraid your teeth are too shiny, and I think they will attract bullets towards me.
Merci.
Next, get him out of here.
Okay, well, if something were to happen to you, I'm the only one that can figure out what the Bible wants us to do. I'm like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. What's that Bible? Velma's in trouble. She lost her glasses. Zoinks, to the mystery machine.
Okay, Ben, it's nap time. Let's go.
Okay.
Not here.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Let me tell you something, Trump. I'm going to have your back at the convention. I'm ready to tag in. And if Ted Cruz or Ric Flair or Arn Anderson try something at the Quicken Loans Arena, I'm going to give them a taste of the body.
You're fired because you're weird, let me tell you. And me no like. I wish they murdered you instead of Paul Wellstone, I can tell you that.
I'm not convinced that there was even an airplane.
Never in a million years, Jesse. Get out of here.
Oh, hey,
that's
hope I'm not interrupting. Here, I got your...
There he is.
Your lunch. I parked your car.
Did you park it the wrong way on the street so everyone's confused?
Yeah, all right.
All right. Where are you going? I always check the food when it comes to you. What the hell is this? Are you kidding me? You bring me empty sandwich wrappers?
Those sons of bitches must have sold me an empty bag full of wrappers.
I don't care what your stupid lie is, Chris. We all know you ate it. Now go back and get me more fast food now.
Mr. Trump, you gotta understand, I got a whole state I gotta run.
I don't care! I'm gonna be the president of the United States.
There's this guy, he's on death row, and he wants to be pardoned.
Let him fry, are you kidding me? And get me my fries. If you want this, Chris, you'll do it. Shave your beard while you're at it. You look like Grizzly Adams right after he committed suicide.
Okay, did he?
Yeah, he
what?
Did. Grizzly Adams killed himself.
I am the most popular governor South Carolina has ever had.
The shrimp is overcooked. And frankly, the okra was supposed to be the star of the dish. You completely failed, Hilly.
Well, I didn't realize I'd be cooking.
Well, it's a quick fire challenge, honey. I don't know what you were thinking. Gordon?
It's disgusting. It's lumpy. It's frozen. It's drab. It is a salad in a cup. I wouldn't let diarrhea like this escape from my kitchen if I was working in Jimmy Buffett's Island Bistro in Faith, Alabama.
I think Gordon said some things that we all need to think about. But for now, you're eliminated. But please wait off stage because I want to give you a thigh massage with my very tiny hands because I can reach every nook and I finish in the cranny.
God!
No.
That's right.
For what?
Well, here he is. Look at you. You look like a mess. You got mustard all over your face. And what is this? Totally empty fries?
What?
You got a mouthful of fries, don't you?
No.
Unbelievable. You're eliminated. You could save yourself, though, Chris. You have one option. Feed me like a mama bird right now. Feed me like a baby. I'm Donald Trump, your next president of the United States.
Yeah!
And I want to make America great again, no matter what the cost.
This guy, gosh, I've got to get his name. He's a brilliant actor. That could have been a better skit. I think I have to look at the date on that because this is probably from a few months ago. Not updated. I hope they redo this again and include Mike Pence and Newt Gingrich before he actually makes the announcement. Oh, include Omarosa also. All right, y'all. Listen, that was our levity for the night. That is our levity for the night. Yeah, I just I'm sheerly entertained. One of my dear friends came on into the T-Bowley Lounge and made me not frightened a Trump presidency, okay? And he spoke very wisely. Now, I would never, ever in a million years vote for Donald Trump. No, I wouldn't. Do I think Hillary is the best candidate? No, I don't. Do I want to see her? Listen, I want to flip the scenario because apparently she's going to pick Elizabeth Warren to be her vice president. Vice presidential running mate, and my preference is to flip that and have Elizabeth Warren run for president and become the first woman president. Let Hillary be vice president, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to go down that way, okay? It just is not. In the meantime, Hillary is our vice presidential running mate, and so there we are with that, okay? And actually, this is perfect timing because listen, this thing with Trump. Listen, my dear friend, I was saying, Evangelist came back through the back door. Evangelist, how are you doing? Evangelist is tripping. She came through the back door. Now she's hiding in the back. All right, well, I'll let you go on the hide. Just speak up, Evangelist. She's tripping right now, but she came into the back door. But anyway, listen. I know she thought that I was going to shut down the T-Bowley Lounge a little early, and I'm not. Just hang in there with me, Evangelist, okay? Just stay right there. I'll be back to you here in a second. Listen, Evangelist, since Evangelist is not going to say anything, I want to play a song that I was actually saving for tomorrow because we're about to move into and talk about this wonderful young man of God, 15-year-old Cameron Sterling, all right? But I want to shift gears a little bit into this. Now, this song that I'm going to play for you right now, I've been holding back on this song. I have. This song right here, if you are in love with someone, this song, if you play this song and you're near the person that you love, this is going to make you love them even more. This is an unknown song to most of the general public. But us from the Washington, D.C. area, where the originator of the Quiet Storm format, Melvin Lindsay, introduced us to this song about 30 years ago. Here it is, Starlight and You.
That I want to cover here. I want to give a tribute to this young man named Cameron Sterling. He's 15 years old. He is the 15-year-old son of Alton Sterling, who was murdered by the Baton Rouge police last Tuesday, July 5th. Last Tuesday, July 5th. He left behind this 15-year-old Cameron Sterling. He was very close with his son. Matter of fact, they were saying that they had just gone to the movies together. They had gone to the movies together the previous week. How often do you hear about a father and son going to the movies together? All right. Now, then Alton Sterling gets murdered while laying on his back, pinned down by two white Baton Rouge police officers, and gets blatantly murdered. And if you have not seen the full video, I'm going to be talking about the full video, but not tonight. There's a whole lot behind that. The person that took the video was the owner of the convenience store where Alton Sterling had been standing there and selling CDs in front of. He knew Alton Sterling very well. He took the video, and police ended up taking him in prison. Just bear with me on that. We're going to put that aside. But right now we're going to stick with this young man, this young 15-year-old son that lost his father unjustifiably to police violence. Now, I'm going to play for you something really sad to hear, really sad, something heartbreaking. And I have to play it for you. Because in the sadness, see, Jesus can take something that is so horrifically sad, and he can turn it around, and he can build someone up. He can strengthen them. He can give them courage. And you can hear it in the voice of this young man. So what I'm going to play for you first is a video, the wife of Alton Sterling, Cameron Sterling's mother, who's going to be speaking about the murder of her husband that happened just hours before this press conference. You will hear 15-year-old Cameron Sterling wailing in pain in the background. Bear with me. I'm going someplace with this. The Holy Spirit is using me right now. I need for you to listen to this right now, no matter how painful.
Within just a couple of seconds, the confrontation escalates. 37-year-old Alton Sterling, a black man, is pinned down by two white police officers outside the Triple S Food Mart in North Baton Rouge. Someone yells, "Gun!" Then,
they shot him? Oh my goodness.
Video of Tuesday morning's shooting, recorded by witnesses inside a nearby car, was posted on social media and sparked protests in the neighborhood. Sterling died of multiple gunshot wounds to the chest and back. His son, Cameron Sterling, and the young man's mother made a powerful appearance before reporters.
The individuals involved in his murder took away a man with children who depended upon their daddy on a daily basis. My son is not the youngest. He is the oldest of his siblings. He is 15 years old. He had to watch this, and this was put all over the outlet.
Abdullah Muflahi, the owner of the Triple S Food Mart, says he allowed Sterling to sell CDs and DVDs outside his store, and says he never saw Sterling get into a confrontation with anyone. Muflahi says he's not aware of any incident on Tuesday morning which would have prompted a 911 call from someone saying Sterling had threatened them with a gun.
Selling CDs on the corner, gun in his pocket. He pulled a gun on the...
All right. I won't go any further with that piece. Because, again, I wanted you to hear the pain of 15-year-old Cameron Sterling mourning the sudden loss of his father, the murder of his father, 37-year-old Alton Sterling. All right. It's a short piece. You can pull it up on the internet to see the young man bent over in pain, and what you probably couldn't hear there, he is calling out his father's name, "Daddy, Daddy, I want my daddy." All right? This is this young man experiencing unbelievable pain, and the whole country saw it and felt it. A young man. Now, Jesus can take a situation as horrific as this, and he can use it. It's a storm. It's a storm for this family. It's a storm for the country. It's definitely a horrific storm for this young man, Cameron Sterling. But see, God, it walks with you. And when he allows you to experience pain, see, he takes that pain. That pain is like a really bad storm. And see, even though a really bad storm comes by and the thunder and the lightning and the winds are blowing and things are being destroyed, also at the same time, what's going on is, in that wind, you have rain falling down that's going to cause growth. You have in that rain and in that wind, God is spreading seeds, see? And the seeds are being spread throughout, and there's going to be new growth and strength that's going to come out of that. It happens in nature every day, and it happens in human beings as well. He designed us that way. So, yesterday, just 8 days after the murder of his father, 15-year-old Cameron Sterling comes before the press and speaks directly to them. And I want you to hear God at work. I want you to hear the strength and courage, the growth in this young man in the 8-day period that's going to grow him into something special that's already happened right now. I want you to listen to this. 15-year-old Cameron Sterling speaking of the death of his father just 8 days previous.
Good morning, everyone. I came to talk to everyone about the death of my father. Two, and how I feel about people in general. First, I want to talk about how I feel about people in general. I feel that people in general, no matter what the race is, should come together as one united family. There should be no more arguments, disagreements, violence, crimes. Everyone should come together as one united family. My father was a good man. That was a sacrifice to show everyone what has been going on in life. And it should give everyone a push that everyone should be together, not against each other. Everyone needs to be on one accord, not a different note. Everyone needs to be together, not apart. And I truly feel that my father was a good man, and he will always be a good man. But at the same time, there's a lot of loved ones out here that are really here to support me, my mother, the rest of my brothers and sisters, and my father. They're here to support everyone. And I want to thank everyone that are supporting us. I want to thank y'all very much for supporting us. And another thing, the protesting. I feel that everyone, yes, you can protest, but I want everyone to protest the right way. Protest in peace, not guns, not drugs, not alcohol, not violence. Everyone needs to protest in the right way, with peace. No violence, none whatsoever. Thank y'all.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, T-Bowley Lounge? Did you hear the strength, the confidence, the conviction, the perseverance in this young man's voice? Did you hear that? Did you hear the growth that happened to him, how God allowed him to experience that pain, and just 8 days later comes up a strong young man of God? Did he sound 15 years old to you? He spoke with the maturity of a young man that's ready to go out here and do God's will. He spoke of the sacrifice that his father made so that people can understand what's going on in society. He spoke about how we need to be living and loving one another as people, human beings. He spoke more powerfully and eloquently than any person in leadership position today. That was a beautiful thing to me. That was God's work. If you think that God doesn't exist, I want you to listen to the before video. I want you to go out there on YouTube and see that boy bent over in pain, crying out for his daddy. And I want you to go out and see this video for yourself. You can only hear it here in the T-Bowley Lounge. I'm working on getting a big screen to show y'all this stuff. But in the meantime, when we finish partying here, you can go out and watch this young man just 8 days later stand up with his head held high, a young man of God that's going to go out here and represent Jesus and work to make this place, this earth that we walk on, a better place to live. The Holy Spirit spoke to me about Cameron Sterling. He warmed my heart. He filled me up with joy. He did it. His presence. You got to see it for yourself. You got to see it for yourself. If you have any doubts about the existence of a creator, you watch those two videos. I know I have 27 minutes left to go in the T-Bowley Lounge, but you know what? I want to leave everybody with that. The Holy Spirit is asking me to end it out because, see, here's the thing. I want everybody to hear from me. I want everybody to hear this from me because it's not me speaking, it's the Holy Spirit. If you are experiencing something you don't think you're going to make it through, guess what? God is watering you. He's planting seeds in you. He's building strength in you. He's building confidence in you. He needs for you to do his will. He needs for you to listen to me speaking to you and telling you to do great things because you can do those great things. And I don't care who you are, how old you are, what color you are, what walk of life you come from, how much money you don't have, how much money you do have. When God calls you to do the great things, you do them. You do them. He's preparing you right now. That terrible thing you think you're going through right now, you are going through. You are going through. That horrific situation you're going through right now, I'm looking at people here right now in France, looking at their dead relatives right here, their friends and relatives covered up with a sheet on the sidewalk. God is planting seeds in them right now to do great things in this world. This is how God raises up God's people. You've got to listen, and you've got to do his will, because let me tell you something. If you don't do his will, that is a sin. But he's raising you up. Challenges in life, horrific things that happen to us. We don't know why. Why would God allow this to happen? God allowed it to happen because he's growing you. He's making you courageous and strong. And he needs for you to go back and lift us up. Lift us all up with your presence and with your work. And that is what's going on with 15-year-old Cameron Sterling. And that is what he's doing with me. And that is what he's doing with you. So I've got the keys in my ear. I want y'all to go home. And I want you to listen to what God is telling you. I want you to trust him. He's going to give you the strength to make it through no matter what it is you're going through. He's building you up. He needs you. You're his hands and feet in this world. I love y'all. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, God willing, right here in the T-Bowler Lounge, RawTalkRadio.com.